This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some of the worst guys.
Do you know what she needed?
Some of the worst guys.
She needed some of the worst guys, but she also needed one of the greats, Jonty Searle, to give her the greatest pleasure she has ever received.
Like, Jonty Searle is the Mr. Miyagi of sensual seduction.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi of sensual seduction. For those of you who do not know who we are talking about Jonty Searle. He has a show here at Cliff Central called Sex Talk that he hosts every Friday at 10 p.m., right? 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. on a Friday morning. Yeah, he's the master of all things sexual, sensual, and spiritual, because we've come to the understanding now that sex is not just a physical act, but is a connection with your own soul, your own spirit, and with somebody else. Because honestly speaking, my view has always been that you could never be closer to someone than when you're having sex with someone.
Yeah, because you're naked, you're bare.
Not even that, but like,
and you're inside.
You're literally inside of somebody. Like, how much closer could you get?
Or you know? For gents, they can also be inside you. But I was gonna say, you know, you're literally inside another human being.
I hear you. Anyway, welcome to the show, Jonty Searle. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. We are great admirers of your podcast and what you guys talk about. So we really are happy to have you here with us.
Thank you. And for the opportunity to share and to be with you guys is really, really cool.
Cool. So the reason why we are super excited is because we, as the worst guys, are giving all the gents out there and ladies, trust, this is a gift for you too, the gift of how to go longer. Yes, I know you think you're the shit in bed. I know you think you know everything. But let's be honest, gents, a lot of the times it's all in our heads, it's all in our egos, and we don't really know how to hit the right spots, how to do the right things at the right times. So, the worst guys is giving you this lovely gift, and we're going to chat to Jonty Searle throughout the episode. And please do hit us up on social media if you have any questions at @_worstguys on Twitter. Instagram, we're just the worst guys, as well as Facebook, we're just the worst guys. Look for the bow tie and you know you found the worst guys. Anyway, Straight into it, Jonty. Let's start with what it is that you do. Just so, you know, a lot of the times when you got a guy coming, especially when a guy comes in and talks about sex, people start to be like, oh, who does he think he is? What does he actually know? So tell the people, what do you actually know? What do you do for a living?
Well, that's a cool question. I have a practice where I help people with sexual and relationship problems.
Mm-hmm.
I teach people to have better and awesome sex, how to really connect with their partner, a lot about sexual technique, about their bodies, their partner's bodies, where all the amazing spots are, how do you find them, how do you wake them up, what do you do with them when you found them.
Mm.
I teach a whole range of workshops and lessons and retreats. Right, lots.
Mm.
You make them sexually woke.
Yes. There you go.
Is the Judas Malema of sex.
Bring back all orgasms
without conversation.
All right. Okay,
so
cool.
Right, lots. We've produced a whole range of educational DVDs.
Awesome.
And I do this radio show on Cliff Central every week, which is lots of fun.
Yeah. That's where we got connected, obviously, listening to the show and being part of the live orgasm that you displayed for us here at Cliff Central.
That was amazing.
Which was, groundbreaking. I still think about that to this day.
Do you know, till this day, because I actually live streamed that from my Instagram, and I had people coming back to me and like, was that really happening? I'm like, yes.
Yes, we were there.
As real as you being alive is, yes.
Yeah.
So that was incredible, and it's great to have you because we've seen it with our own eyes. Yeah. So if you don't believe Jonty, believe us when we tell you. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And this guy's the shit.
Yes, sir.
He knows his shit. All right. So listen very, very carefully. All right. Cool. So, before we get into the actual topic of how to go longer, I just want a little bit more history around what it is that you do and why you are so passionate about it. Where did it all start for you? How did this desire to deliver pleasure come about?
So I was always fascinated by sex as a boy,
yeah.
as all of us are, mm-hmm. and girls and women too. Mm-hmm. Let's mm-hmm. be honest.
No doubt.
Everybody has the same fascination.
Yeah.
And early on, I figured there was a big connection between sex and spirituality.
Mm.
So I went on a journey of exploring both of those.
Mm.
I started studying psychology at varsity.
Which varsity did you study at, by the way?
At WITS and UNISA.
All right.
So I realized I was never going to be a psychologist just before third year exams. And in the first year course, there's a lot of touch studies, what happens to babies that don't get hugged and adults that don't get affection. And it's important because touch is such an incredibly vital element for all of us.
A key to escalation.
For health on so many levels.
Yeah.
And you know, we live in this increasingly digital world of incredible isolation where people don't get a lot of touch, where they have relationships that are online that are considered intimate, which is bullshit because they're not.
Mm. Can you tell me just briefly, what is it about touch that we need as human beings? Because it feels great to touch somebody, to hold somebody's hand. You know, what is that thing that we are connecting to other than skin?
So we're connecting.
All right.
And one of the things that touch does is it raises and it brings up an incredibly important hormone in our body called oxytocin.
Mm.
So oxytocin is the love hormone and a pleasure chemical.
I see.
So when we are touched and when we're touched with love, with gentleness, with tenderness, that's the hormone that fills us.
Mm.
So it fills us with love for not only ourselves, for another person, but for life and for the world.
Mm.
And touch does so many other things. It really connects us.
Mm.
It brings us into that space of being with someone, with ourselves.
I've often heard that, like, when you hug somebody for longer than 10 seconds, like you just automatically trust them just that much more.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, one of the theories at the moment is that we need a minimum of 8 hugs a day.
To survive.
Yeah.
that's like a vitamin. Did you get your vitamins today?
And that's vitamin not just H. like, you know, like what guys do with a little back slap, and but a really like what we
intimate.
Call a melting hug.
Mm.
Like where you really hold somebody and they hold you.
Mm. Yeah.
And you feel that inside and everything goes,
relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, because I genuinely do think the way we were raised influences how we behave.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you find that they weren't touched when they were raised. There was no intimacy. A lot of people in their families and the like never
absence
held
of
hands
love.
or never hugged their parents. And you find that in their relationships, they averse to holding hands in public and things like that. Is the way you grow up with touch the only determinant of how you deal with intimacy, or do you grow to learn about it and maybe from your own experience of it, start to seek it more?
Yeah, it's an important factor.
Mm.
And your patterning, the way you grow up, the things that you see your parents do in your family becomes the most determining fact, but it's not the only factor at all.
Mm-hmm.
So often people will realize, I don't touch enough.
Mm.
And they want to learn how to touch more. Because you have to overcome some barriers. If you've grown up with that and touch isn't natural to you, it becomes something that you actually need to learn.
Mm. Can you have the opposite extreme where you touch too much?
I don't know that you can. But yeah, for some people that's going to be uncomfortable. There's no question of that.
Oh, okay.
But personally, I don't think you can touch too much.
Yeah.
Some
all
guys in jail would beg to differ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how you touch and where you touch.
And so this is about, what you're going to explain
so it's
to
about
us.
Respect and honoring somebody.
Okay.
But otherwise, no, you can't, and especially in your relationship.
Okay,
because it's an amazing avenue of connection.
Yeah.
It does so much more. Touch tells you the truth.
Mm.
I can tell you that I love you, but when I touch you, you'll feel it or you won't.
Mm.
Yeah, that's actually quite true. I read somewhere like when you making love with your better half, not a side fling or anything. The way you hold her, the way you feel her during intercourse is totally different to that how you experience with.
It's almost protective.
Yes,
it's like I don't want to let
you. And
you
want to draw them closer. You want to, like, I don't know, just become one at that specific moment. But the other one, you don't even want to look at them. It's like
touch is a conversation. It's a communication.
Mm.
And when you understand that, that's when it becomes fascinating, because in every touch, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your view on sex and why you think it's so important that we have these conversations and open up the narrative, because obviously it's still seen a lot as taboo in a lot of circles. But it's not. My biggest qualm about humans is that sex is our favorite thing. You know, we love sex, every single one of us. Like, we'd all be rather getting a blowjob right now. You listening right now, you'd rather be getting a blowjob than
shout out.
you know, so like it's bizarre to me that we block it out of our mindset and our daily lives as if it's not something that we all enjoy and participate in. So what is your view on sex, and why should we talk about it?
Well, because it's one of the most important parts of life, because we're essentially sensual and sexual beings our entire life long.
Right.
And it's one of the most driving forces that we have. But it's also the part of life that we've put the greatest judgment on.
Mm. Why do you think that is? Religion, maybe?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, because so much of sex is about control. Mm. So if you control sex, and particularly female sexuality, you control so much, because the real sexual power is with women, not with men.
100%.
So for most men, I say that their greatest fantasy is also their greatest fear, is a sexually free and powerful woman.
Mm.
Because the fantasy is there is nothing she will not do. The fear is she's going to fuck you to death and ask for more. Because you don't know.
Or like, where did she learn this from?
Because you don't know how to match that energy as a man.
Yeah. Or I think it's also a bias in the sense that men will question where she learned those skills. You know, why is she so good at sex? Where they want those things from the woman. She had to learn them from somewhere, right? And a lot of the times you're like, oh no.
I feel like it's also a thing of men feeling as if they have to be like of a certain standard instead of enjoying the moment and letting the moment.
Yeah, well, we've made sex a performance.
There you go.
And, you know, that's essentially what porn has given us. So we have a very porn model of sex in the world, where the problem with that is our sex education is very fear-based. So it's how not to get pregnant, or how not to get somebody else pregnant, how not to get HIV or AIDS or any other STIs. And there's no education for pleasure.
Yeah, that's true.
And then porn teaches us a whole fantasy thing about sex. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of guys model their sexuality on, which is a performance.
Yeah,
it's about orgasm and ejaculation and coming all
on
over her
face.
Belly or
yeah,
her
yeah,
face
yeah, yeah.
or whatever else it is.
Mm.
And not even understanding that orgasm and ejaculation are not even the same thing. They're totally separate things.
And they can happen separately.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can ejaculate but not have an orgasm.
No, you can have orgasms and not ejaculate.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially women in that part.
Or yeah, that and no, men as well.
Too. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it's
cool.
The ejaculation that ends everything, not the orgasm. So one of the first things you want to learn about lasting longer as a man is get the idea of orgasm out of your head and ejaculation out of your head.
Mm. You're not chasing anything. The experience is
yeah, it's not
right
a performance.
There.
It's not, this is what I have to do.
Mm.
So this is what we've done is we've given one criterion for a successful sexual experience, which is orgasm.
Mm.
Instead of saying, in this field of pleasure, there are so many possibilities and orgasm is just one of them.
Mm.
But we've become obsessed with orgasm.
We only see the finish line.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in the moment, feeling what you're feeling, the emotions, the sensations.
Mm.
No, I'll speak from you know, personal
from
experience.
All three times you've had sex.
Don't expose me, Chanti. I'm still new to this.
Yeah.
But for example, even when I'm in the moment, for example, and I get too deep up in the moment, it's almost as if everything just climaxes at once.
Mm.
So I try to stay out of the moment or get my mind away from it.
I get what he's alluding to.
Yeah,
like.
That'll be one of the things that I use to try and stay longer. Now, how would that even be beneficial? Is it counteractive as to like trying to stay longer?
No, you've got to feel it, but you've got to learn how to feel it.
Mm.
So the key to that is to learn to breathe.
Hey. Breathing is the center
it's
of
one
everything.
Of the most important sexual things, and it's one of the simplest.
Mm-hmm.
So sex is about energy.
Yes.
Okay, so think about this. You're having sex, this energy is building up in your body, in your pelvis, in your genitals, and it's building and it's building and it's building. And all that we know how to do is explode it.
We don't know how to contain it or how
that's
to
it.
Drive
how to
it.
Move how it.
To move it.
That's the thing. So that's the secret, to move it. Because if it's building up, it's got to go somewhere. If you can move it, you can start to control it more.
All right.
So the two important things with this are to learn to breathe really deeply. So think about when you're getting close to orgasm, what happens in your body? Your muscles get tight, your breathing gets quick. Then you have this big explosion and you scream or shout, or if you're the quiet type, you just go, "Oh, that was nice." And that's all. And then it's done. Yeah. Okay. It's a contractive experience. Okay.
So I want to know, how do you physically control that while it's happening in the moment? Because I'm breathing deeply now. I'm just about to orgasm, but I don't want to because she's not there.
So firstly, when you're just about to orgasm, is a little bit too close.
All right.
Because then you're in the danger zone.
You fucked up.
So
you know, what's that song from? It was Top Gun, Highway 2.
To the danger zone.
There you go. So once you're in the danger zone, you're in trouble.
So it's before that.
Before that.
Around where?
So about, imagine from naught to an orgasm is 100%.
All right.
About 70% is what you're looking at.
I see.
Okay. So you get there, and then firstly, stop moving. Stop. Okay. Relax. Step two, relax all of your muscles, particularly your pelvic floor muscles. So next time you're weeing, stop and start the flow a few times, and you'll be able to identify what the muscles are.
Like doing Kegel exercises.
That's it, which all men should be doing.
Hexy.
Because it helps you learn to control your sexual muscles.
Stop being testosterone. No, don't do Kegels. I fucking do Kegels.
Control yourself, mate. Control yourself. Okay.
So you relax all your muscles, and then you breathe really deeply. Now, the more that you can learn to do that, the more you can build that energy and then move it through your body.
But what about if she's saying don't stop at that particular moment when you're like, holy shit, if I don't actually slow down now, is that just a sacrifice she has to make in the sense that it'll come back, the feeling will come back?
Yeah, absolutely, because the bigger picture is it's not just one sexual experience.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's a hookup and it's one sexual experience, then that's all it's going to be. But if you want to develop something with somebody, it takes practice.
Yeah.
So think about this. Think about the fact that everything we do in life, we learn about. So you came to work at Cliff Central, you learnt a whole lot of things. Okay. In all of the other work that we do, we keep learning. So you get a new phone, you learn how everything on the phone works. You get a new car, you learn how it all works. We get new computer programs, we learn how they work. It takes practice.
I see.
You are not going to get it right the first time.
Okay.
So that makes sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. 100%. So sex is the same thing. You have to practice, which means you have to communicate and say, we're going to try something different. We need to communicate.
But communication plays a big role, even like during the process as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Talking about what you want and what each person is feeling at the present moment, because I think a lot of the time, I think men think sex is for them and they're like, oh shit, I'm about to come, just hold still. You know, that's not the mentality you should be having going in. You know, I presume.
No, because then
it's teamwork.
Just the orgasm.
Yeah, it's teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right. So take us through the process from beginning to end, right? We want to last, I'd say 20 minutes. I say 20 minutes because of what we saw from you during the live sexual display. 20 minutes is a good amount of time. Yes, no, maybe?
Okay, so think about this, that for a lot of women to get to higher states of pleasure, to approach the higher states of pleasure, approach, not get fully into.
Oh, shit.
You're talking minimum 20, 25 minutes of stimulation.
Damn! You need an album. You need an album, not no Yeezy album, not no 7-track
Baby,
album.
I am on the way.
You need a Drake album, 21 tracks. Okay, so that takes 25 minutes.
Okay, so time is really, really important. Okay.
All right, so warming her up. So the process of her actually getting to a point that you wanted to be at before you insert your dirty machine. Tell me about foreplay. How long should we as men be focusing on foreplay?
And, so foreplay,
and what should we be doing?
Okay, so let's look at some things and give you a different perspective.
Cool.
Foreplay doesn't start when you start having sex. Foreplay starts way before.
All right.
So it starts with messages. It starts with phone calls. It starts with you excite me.
Yo,
and you
that's
turn
why,
me on.
That's
and
why it's seen as cheating then, I'm sure. Yeah. Like if it's not done with your partner, because that's
intimacy.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's,
so it starts. Continue. So it starts with a whole lot of stuff before you even think about having sex, because that awakens the heart. Okay, when the heart's awake, the sex wakes up.
Mm. So they are directly connected.
Yes,
spiritually now.
And energetically. Mm. And you've got to understand that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The more the heart works, the more the sex works. Full stop.
Awesome.
Okay, so
keep fit, y'all. Go to the gym. Take a jog.
Then, and it's like sexual fitness.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. You prepare for it. You warm up. Because if you don't warm up, what's going to happen to your muscles?
You're going
to
tear something.
There you go. So, you warm up.
Yeah.
And then lots of kissing, lots of touching. Any way that you want. Lots of oral sex, anything that you want. And you can do so much, and there's a real art to that. You know, we're doing some retreats soon with teaching people sensual massage, which one of the most amazing ways of foreplay and excitement and rebuilds that energy.
Yo, licking is fire. That's just my own opinion. Yo,
so you want to know one of the biggest secrets to licking?
What?
It's sucking, not licking.
Ah, okay.
Or simultaneous equation of that.
No. You see, instead of just licking her clit, you suck it into your mouth.
Baby, I am on the way.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where. So how long is that process? Or what's the sign for us to be like, okay, now I can go in?
I don't know that there's a set sign. It's maybe more through communication. Than anything else.
Every
experience is going to be different. So remember that a woman might want to have an orgasm before penetration, because not a lot of women have orgasm through penetration until their bodies have woken up.
I see.
So she might want to have an orgasm first. You've got to talk. You've got to communicate.
I see. So and whenever then, that moment is, that's when you...
Yeah, and then start. Communicate. So you might need some lube as well, because that really helps.
Mm.
And then learning the love dance is incredibly important.
The love dance.
Talk
to us more about the
stand
love dance.
Stand up.
Rhythm. Oh, are we doing a dance?
We're literally getting up
and we're doing a love dance. Okay. Can you do it with... Okay, are we doing it? How are we doing it? Do we have to touch each other?
No, we're not going to touch each other. Right, I'm going to show you how to move your hips.
All right. We're learning how to move our hips, yo.
So, hips are vital for really good sex.
All right.
Okay, so hands on your hips.
Hands on your hips.
And you make a really big, slow circle one way.
Big circle one way.
And then clockwise. A big circle the other way.
All right, now we're going anti-clockwise. Yeah.
This is warm-up before.
No, there's a purpose to this. I'm going to explain.
All right.
Now imagine there's a tennis ball in the middle of your hips.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to make a slow circle around the tennis. That's it. Good.
Around the tennis ball.
So backwards and forwards.
Oh.
Slow circle around the tennis ball and the other direction.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Good. Now, imagine that there's two tennis balls next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make like a figure eight going round one and round the other.
Oh, what?
And round the other.
Our balls are literally making infinity signs right now, guys. That's what's happening in
the
studio.
And the other way around. Okay, now what's the purpose of all this? So in Tantra, we call a pussy a yoni.
Mm-hmm.
Yoni means sacred space, sacred place.
All right.
Inside her yoni are all these amazing degrees of sensation.
Mm.
On the head of your cock are all these amazing degrees of sensation. If all that you're doing is going in and out, that's called friction sex, and there's just a little bit of friction.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that you're sliding in one side.
And coming out the other.
Oh,
and
wow.
In one side and out the other.
You know, Dr. Like, Cyril is talking about things I already do.
And in along the bottom, outside along the top.
I see. All right.
And making little figure eights.
Yeah. So you literally, he's expanding our penis size by doing this, because then you're hitting all the spots that you would like to.
There you go.
Yeah. You see, this is that, you know that joke about Prince, about he wants, my fantasy penis is not a big penis.
Contrary to popular belief.
It's not a small penis.
And then this is called stirring the pot. So you push your hips forward, so you're really deep inside her, and you make a small little circle.
Inside, you make a circle.
So that hits some really amazing spots inside of it called the A spot and the P spot.
All right. You got to do squats for this, guys.
AP. My this quads is AP are. Pussy.
And then you come back out.
All right.
And then you go in really hard and fast.
Whoa.
And you stop. And you stop. Because there's this rush of energy and sensation. And then when you stop, it spreads all the way through her body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you do that again.
I felt that one, eh?
Yeah.
And you go back slowly, slowly. And you really,
Yeah.
So, interesting thing. So, that was really good.
That was really cool. Thank you. No, we've got the hip movements. We've got the hip movements.
I feel like don't lie. Any female who's listening to this conversation can really identify just with the words. Just like picturing being there.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, it's the movement inside that is the core of what you're talking about, right?
And then slow all of that down. And every now and then stop and breathe and relax.
What does that do for the woman when you stop? Because I have heard that a lot before, is that you go, 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 stop, and it almost makes her want it more.
Because when you stop, think about this. Touch your hand.
All right.
Okay. So as you're touching your hand, you're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
When you stop, you feel it even more.
You kind of want it to come back again almost. Yeah,
so there's anticipation, but that's where the sensation moves. That's where it starts to happen.
And how many times should you do that? I mean, surely
as many times as you like.
Okay,
so it's important.
Doesn't it interrupt the flow?
No, Mark, listen carefully.
Yeah.
Don't make it.
Yeah. Listen properly.
Make it like a robot that you do the same thing every time.
Yeah.
Because that's when it gets really boring, and then she knows exactly what you're going to do when you're going to do it. So it's got to be different all the time.
In line with the breathing, now I've heard also sometimes that you should try and synchronize the breathing.
So that's beautiful, and what that does is it creates incredible intimacy and connection. So in Tantra, there's lots of different ways of breathing. Some are synchronized, some you're breathing opposite to each other, and they all do different things. But when you can breathe together, so it's an amazing part of foreplay. So there's an amazing thing called Yab Yum. Yab Yum means ultimate union, but it's really, really yummy. So it's a real classic tantric sex position.
All right.
So the guy sits cross-legged. Woman sits on his lap with her legs around him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whether you're inside of her or not doesn't really matter. But as foreplay, to sit like that is beautiful because it's very intimate and you're holding each other. And it's a beautiful position to breathe at the same time.
So just one more time. I'm sitting cross-legged and she's sitting cross-legged on top of me.
Yes.
With her legs around
her
you.
Legs are wrapped around you.
Ah, okay. Okay. So it's like bear hugging each
That's
other.
That's it.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful position because it's very, very intimate. And to breathe in and out at the same time there is incredibly beautiful. And it really brings you so close together. It's amazing, amazing foreplay.
So just quickly on that, in terms of long-term relationships and marriage, a lot of people have this idea that when you're in a long relationship, the sex dies down and that's what leads to cheating, etc. But I've heard you speak on your podcast about how that's just not the case. Can you just tell us a little bit more about how the sex can get better as you guys grow together and the longer your relationship goes?
Yeah, so it's absolute nonsense that the sex dies down because it should and can get better and better and better and better. And that comes from the fact that we have to keep learning.
Yeah.
We have to keep exploring and we have to keep doing things and doing new things.
So that's me. That's you and your partner being willing to try new things together
and
explore different
and not
avenues.
Always, and not always only new things, but understanding that love and relationship are a practice. Intimacy is a practice in your relationship, which means you get up every morning and you brush your teeth. That's a practice that's good for you. We eat well. That's a practice that's good for us. You go to gym or exercise or yoga, whatever. It's a practice that's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You do the same thing in your relationship. You make regular time for intimacy, for sensuality, for sex. And it's not always about sex or penetration. It's not always about orgasm. It's not always about genitals. It's learning to touch in different ways, to be together. But you do it and you do it and you do it and you do it.
Making that concerted effort.
That's it. And that's, it's one of the most important things in a relationship. It doesn't happen by itself. And when you wait for the spontaneous moments, you're going to wait a long time. So you make it happen.
You engineer it.
even when you're not always in the mood, you come together, you do what you're going to do, and then you go back to working
job,
or whatever.
Job, spiny, spiny, you work on your sex, baby.
Yeah.
In terms of splitting up relationships, you know, be it boyfriend, girlfriend, or marriage, where does lack of sex fall on that list, would you say?
I don't understand.
As in, like, would it rank very, very high? Like,
extremely high. So there's an interesting thing that somebody said once. When sex works, it's 20% of a relationship. That wasn't quite true because the person who said it was quite conservative and didn't know a whole lot about sex. It was a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. The next thing they said was spot on. When sex doesn't work, it's 90% of a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been in relationships with people that I adored, but because the sex was just, it's just like...
So one of the most important things in a relationship is sexual compatibility.
But is there a way to make that work? Like, if I find somebody and I'm absolutely in love with her and she's the only person I want to have sex with, but we're not sexually compatible, can we come to you and be like, John T, sure, yo, fix this shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what would those steps be? Is it usually just very personal, very usually has to do with communication between
Yeah, so it's
partners?
Teaching you things that you would go home and do. So sometimes it's identifying the problems. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you compatible? Why aren't you connecting?
Mm-hmm. There's something missing sometimes.
Yeah. So it could be a perception that we have about sex. You believe one thing, she believes something else.
Fear.
She's not being satisfied because maybe she's not having orgasms. Mm. And again, even though orgasms are not the be-all and end-all, they're important. Mm. So that's her stuff that she needs to heal, that she needs to work with. Mm-hmm. And maybe she wants to go and explore a whole lot of fetish and kinky stuff, and that terrifies the hell out of you because you don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that can be healed.
I see. No, as long as there's a solution, that's what I'm saying, because you don't want to be with a woman that you love and then you just can't fuck and then
the
you
important
therefore can't
thing
be
is
together.
You got to try.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of relationships end because people are not willing to do that.
Yeah.
And the relationships don't have to end.
I see.
So
okay.
You know, the thing is that we'll go and get business advice, for example, when stuff isn't working. We'll get a consultant in. But when it comes to sex and relationship, no, I know how to do all this stuff myself.
Even like just when your own life is shit and you're not thinking straight, no, I don't need to see a psychiatrist. Go chat
you're
to somebody.
You're a therapist, bro. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah,
and that's
the
point of having people, you know.
Yeah, we can help each other.
That's it. You know, something's wrong with your car. You take it to a mechanic.
And fix it.
That's it. And us, our lives, our relationship, our sexuality, it's the same thing. We just have this idea that we're expected to get it all right with no education for it. And it's just going to happen by itself, which is absurd if you think about it like that.
True, true, true. Okay, so we've spoken a lot about relationships. What about the situations where you're not in a relationship? It's one night stand and you still want to have a good time. You still want to leave a lasting impression. Or maybe it's a quickie. How do you extend a quickie or make sure that you both receive pleasure from that? Because a quickie to me seems kind of like patriarchal. You know, it's a very man-based exercise. If you find somebody's like, shit, I want to have sex with you in your car right now, how do we make that a joint exercise?
I don't think it's a quickie if you extend it already. It's like,
no, but you can extend a summary and make it a synopsis.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, how do we maximize that opportunity? If I want to get laid tonight and I go out and I'm having a good time and I have a connection with a girl and she's like, I'm leaving tomorrow to Cape Town, you'll never see me again, let's do this right here, right now.
Ladies, watch out, Mark Madrid is on the loose.
Yeah. How do I maximize that?
Okay, so women enjoy quickies as much as men.
Okay, cool. Okay. I didn't know that, so shout out.
It's really important to understand that. Women enjoy sex as much as men. Okay.
Yeah.
They're just being conditioned not always to say that or to ask for it.
All right.
So it's important to understand that. Then, important to understand that a woman doesn't always have to have an orgasm for sex to be enjoyable.
Yeah. I think that's kind of like known, because if that was the case, no woman would be enjoying sex, because I don't think many of them orgasm. Actually, just a quick side note, how many women are orgasming in general? Do you know of a
depending on what kind of research you read, anywhere between 45% and 65% of women are not having regular orgasms or struggling to have orgasms.
Okay, guys, so this is very important information. We are not releasing this podcast unless you pay $1 million.
So that's a big thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. Okay. And by the same token, at some point, for example, erection issues and premature ejaculation tends to impact on about 70% of men as well.
That's like health reasons, though, as well.
Yeah, a lot of it's mental, a lot of it's psychological, a lot of it's emotional, some of it's physical.
How do men get over that?
Men's clinic.
Than men's clinic, like the psychological aspect.
John T.
Go to John T. Listen to Sex Talk on a Friday at Cliff Central.
Yeah, we teach lots of people about
that. Hold on. John T. Yeah. The quickie. Sorry.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, just ask her a little bit of what she really likes. And that's really simple.
Maybe just eating her out is good enough.
Yeah. And just ask. The more sexual technique that you know, the more lasting the impression is going
to
be.
Go back, reverse to that tennis ball stuff, guys.
Sometimes it's going to be talking to her.
Yeah.
All the time that it's a quickie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so turned on. And wow, you're so wet. And wow, this feels so amazing. And this is incredible. And your body's wow. And when you're talking like that, that can be a real, real turn on.
I see.
And sometimes with a stranger, that's easy.
Because you kind of leave it all on the floor. You don't have to think about tomorrow.
And that can be pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. Definitely. I see exactly what you're talking about. Been there. Done that. Got the t-shirt. No, I'm joking, guys. I'm still a virgin. Anyway. Yeah. We're having such an interesting conversation here on Cliff Central. We're hanging out with a worst guy. He's a worst guy, but he doesn't even know it because it's actually ironic. He's the best guy in the world. He's giving us advice on how to go longer as gentlemen. I think we've all encountered a situation where we bust too early. And we don't want that anymore. So we're trying to give advice to all the people in the world. And it's not just for men. It's for the sake of the woman that we love as well. Let's connect. Let's be intimate. Touch each other, guys. There's nothing. Oh, you know what? You know what's on a bump and grind? Or do you have one already? All right, cool. Yeah, man, you're chilling with the worst guys. We're about to come back with the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week or so. But yeah, for now, stay tuned.
Enjoy, man. Came to pick up my girl.
That's what I'm doing.
Who your girl?
Ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm about to say, oh my God.
Oh, no way.
Please.
We good.
That village are clean, though.
You like it?
Hell yeah.
Shit, we can swap.
We need to. That bitch is nasty.
Oh, shit.
You're late.
What?
Come this way.
For what? Who is you?
Come this way.
Be safe. You straight?
No.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, Jackie's Inside featuring Trey Songz. That's what you're hearing right now in the background. We are here chatting to John T. Searle, host of Sex Talk here at Cliff Central on Fridays at 10 a.m. He's been telling us all the right things, man, all the right things. Please share this podcast with your mates. You know your homies need it, brah. You know if you're listening to this, you got homies who would love to know exactly what it is we're talking about.
I can't consider you my boy or my friend or, you know, like my ride or die. If this thing was out in the universe
and you heard it
and you didn't share it with me,
dog, our friendship is
like,
over.
Do you really love me?
Yeah. So yeah, very interesting conversation taking place. We're trying to figure out how to go longer as gents and, you know, being more inclusive in the sexual process. But you know what it is, we're the worst guys and we're going to talk about the new stories that have caught our attention over the last week. And you know us, we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
Extra, read all about it. Me and that playboy in trouble again. Extra, 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 extra.
All right. Extra. So Shashi Naidoo, all right? This is the first story that caught my attention. Because Shashi, as you guys know, if you're fans of this show, is the love of my life.
Yeah. I was about to say, if you didn't expose yourself, I was going to expose you.
No.
This is not news. This is just Mark Tallon sharing his love secrets and his love desires.
No, I ain't fickle. I'm a fan. I'm a fan when shit hits the fan.
Oh,
yeah,
Shit has hit the fan.
My girl is getting death threats out here. She had an apology video. Okay, let me start from the beginning.
What did she do?
Okay, so she made an Instagram post about the conflict between Israel and Palestine, right? About Gaza. So now this is basically a territory that they've been fighting for decades over. And there was obviously the most recent protest where about 50 people were shot and killed. No, 29, sorry, were shot and killed. Some of them were children. And this has obviously caused outrage. But I want to get more into the story so I understand it and not make a balias of myself in front of the world. So she's basically saying that the Palestinians protecting the borders is okay, and that, you know, the apartheid is something that could be condemned. This is essentially an apartheid in Israel. So she got a lot of backlash on her Instagram. She's since deleted the post. Obviously, there are screenshots of her post.
Bitch.
Yeah, no, you have to. She's apparently getting death threats. She made an apology video. Shame, man. It was so sad seeing my girl ugly cry.
No, what
like
are
that.
You? She made her bid. Now she must do us in it.
Yeah. But I think also
the same way Kanye got the same backlash for. Slavery was a choice. Kanye dealt with his backlash. He got had in front of the TMZ. That guy tuned him shit. This is what she must now handle.
Yeah. This is her apology.
Very sincere, I assure you.
Oh,
but
just
I
listen.
I received 10 death threats today and a lot of backlash. I am sincerely sorry and...
She couldn't even finish it. She just couldn't finish it. But that's my girl. My Sashi, don't worry, dog. It's chilled. Come to my crib. We'll do a couple of lines out. Yeah, yo. And everything will be okay. We don't have to think about the rest of the world. Don't listen to them, Sashi. I know you got a pure heart. I know your heart is pure of gold. So
oh,
we make
well,
mistakes.
Clearly not.
No, we make mistakes. So, and maybe she just doesn't understand what's going on. And I blame her ignorance rather than her personality. I don't think she has evil intent or is like, yeah, kill more people. Yeah. I don't think she's that
person. Do you think maybe that was a drunk tweet or something?
No, she's just
having... Because she gets Jozard on the regular.
She was just having too much of a good time in Ibiza. That's the problem. So maybe
should I tweet it? Should I really tweet it?
DJ Black Coffee, all right, I know you said some shit about Palestine. I'm going to tell you that.
Should I dare me to tweet it? Dare me.
All right. So that's Shashi Naidoo. I hope you find a way out of this. I really don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly.
Shashi, the thing goes...
Yeah. Okay, then the next story, right? Load shedding is back.
Hey, with what full force.
Jonty, have you experienced load shedding recently?
Yeah, we have.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you stay?
I'm in Bryanston.
In Bryanston. Bryanston is getting attacked.
Everybody gets it.
The government's got everybody. Forways, we got that.
Nobody's left out. Nobody's left out. There's load shedding coming back.
And I want to see what's happening with Stain City. I don't know if they've reached Stain City and those upper echelon.
Probably not. But yeah, and Eskom, this is obviously as a result of Zuma's administration and the links to the Gupta-owned companies and our boy Brian Molefe and all his bullshit. Yeah, man, our state-owned enterprises are going through the most when it comes to Eskom, SAA. SAA is getting a bailout, which is kind of keeping them alive for now. So they're alive. SABC, Lord knows what the fuck is going on there. They're busy trying to pay Robert Marawa $5.5 million for a new show when they still haven't paid me my measly 15,000 rand for a stupid advert. Pay me back, SABC. In fact, I'm tweeting you today and I'm tagging Robert Marawa. Before you pay that guy $5.5 million, pay me my fucking 15,000 rand, you bitch ass motherfuckers. I hate you.
He said what he said and he meant
what he said. And I said it with my chest.
Little ass nigga.
All right. So, yeah, that's Eskom coming back with this bullshit when we thought the load shedding days were over. But, you know, we can use the candles, and with all the information that we've learned from Jonty today, so you don't need no lights.
It's load shedding is like nationwide.
It looks like it.
So, yeah, Cape Town, like, yo, y'all are going through the most. It's water. your water shedding, your electricity load shedding, everything you're just shedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sad
shed
time,
some of the land
time.
There, boy.
Yeah, go take a picture of a mountain. Go drink your mountain. All right. Next story. This one is quite a positive one. It's about our boy, Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah has been doing really well in America, as we all know. But this one in particular is a great one for me. He has his book, Born a Crime, being distributed in a number of schools in America as part of the curriculum.
What? Set-work book.
Yeah. Set-work, Born a Crime.
Trevor Noah's mother was walking the street with Trevor
in Soweto,
and then she let him go like the badger.
No,
so that's amazing,
dope.
Right? This guy's literally part of the education system.
Yeah,
from South Africa.
Yes,
say this guy is doing the most for us, and I'm really, really proud of him because I mean, I don't even think he saw that dream coming to fruition.
Do you think that was even a dream? Like, I want to be set.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how amazing chasing your dreams becomes, is that there's so many other things on the periphery that just come into being.
But you know what I love about this whole thing?
What?
Like, South Africans are breaking more and more boundaries, which means, and the thing is, everybody who comes after, you've got to break even
more.
So now it's like, shit.
Pressure.
The West guys have got to do so much.
It's okay. We've got you. Stay tuned to the West guys.
Keep shining, Black Coffee. Keep shining, Trevor Noah, and everybody else doing big shit.
Yeah. We see you. And we're coming to chill together. We're coming to your private jet, Trevor. Make some space. I like whiskey neat. Johnny Black, classic. All right. Make sure you got one waiting for me when we hop onto that private jet, dog. All right. And what else is there? People rallying behind Zuma. Fuck Zuma. Jay-Z, Puma Basketball?
Jay-Z what?
Yeah, he owns Puma Basketball now. I don't know how involved Puma is in basketball,
Jay-Z
can turn anything into money.
Jay-Z is the most.
Yeah, it's like Diddy and Ciroc.
That's literally what's happening right now. But like, it's hard to keep up now. Jay-Z.
But I mean, he's certainly solidified himself as one of the most successful artists of all time.
I don't even think I want to just classify him as an art. He's just the most successful in his own capacity.
In his own field and what he does and his ability to diversify.
He's like water. You put him in a boardroom, he kills it. You put him in the studio, he kills it. You put him in front of a camera, he kills it. You put him in a bedroom with another female that isn't his wife, he kills it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's some shade right there, but you deserve it. How do you cheat?
And
on
he still
Beyonce?
Survives. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. And then the last story, I don't know. This is just hilarious to me. A Midrand woman has been kicked off the Kalula flight where she called the captain a kafir, or rather texted the word on her cell phone to her husband.
You bloody Kalula!
No, but you know
well
what's
done,
funny?
Kalula.
You know what's funny about the story? She didn't actually say it out loud. So this homie was sitting next to her, and apparently she was nervous and anxious and said some shit like, "Hey, the captain's a kafir, we're all gonna die," or some shit like that. So the homie sees on her phone that she typed it, and she's like, "No, you can't say that shit, delete it," and she refused. So then he called the Kalula, he's like, "Oh, is somebody typing kafir here? Can you remove this thing here, security? Can you remove this thing?"
My answer.
But I think that's really cool. I mean, firstly, Why are you saying that?
Wait, I don't think people comprehend, all right? They stopped a whole motherfucking Airbus for this bitch.
So stop saying that shit, because didn't she learn from Vicky Momberg? You get 3 years per kafir. Oh, how many years is it?
Yes.
No, 3 months per K.
They must give her 3 years per letter that it spells. K-A-F-F-E-R. I'm spelling it the Zot way.
Yeah, like,
yes, it's you. I'm giving her less letters than it actually is. Give her another 3 years.
Okay. So that's crazy to me, but I'm glad that these are the outcomes. Yeah, the repercussions of racism. Even if it's via text, that is probably the coolest thing.
Say kafir, I dare you. I double dare you.
Yeah. Okay. Then last story. I know the news is going on a bit, but there's so much going on. Caster Semenya, right? And this IAAF challenge. So for those of you who don't know, the IAAF has now made a rule, a stipulation that women with high testosterone levels are not able to compete unless they take medication that will either decrease their testosterone levels or they have to compete with men. And obviously, this implicates our favorite athlete, Caster Semenya. So now she's challenging this because she has to, otherwise she doesn't have a career anymore. But what do you think about this the idea that women with high testosterone levels should not compete with other women? Is it not just natural?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's absolute bullshit. And I think they're looking for a way to take away from her because she's so successful.
Yeah, it's just about control more than anything else, and that it upsets the whole power balance.
Britain's not in power anymore. They hate to see South Africa shine. Haters gonna hate. That's what we'll chalk that
as
one up to.
As long as Meghan is cooking runaways in the Buckingham Palace, we gon' be aight.
McQueen, yeah. Space McQueen, yes. Space that's what McQueen. Prince Louis is selling now in the Buckingham Palace. It's not space cookies. Space McQueen, Khmer and scones.
I hope she's hanging her laundry outside of Buckingham Palace wall window for everybody to see it.
Hey. And chilling with all the helpers on the other castles, on the lawns.
And the helpers are chilling nicely. Not even in the uniform.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, those are the news stories for the week. In fact, that's the show for the week. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate all the love. If you love the worst guys, we love you right back. In fact, we love everybody. So share the love. Tell everybody that you know to listen to this because this is valuable information. Diamonds. And before we go out, I just want to tell you about something incredible that is happening tomorrow. And it happens every Thursday. The worst guys are hosting a comedy show at a place called Giovanni's Pannevino, right on Main Road, corner Witkoppen and Main Road in Four Ways. And we have an epic lineup of comedians for you. We have Al Ocean. We have Chick Aljoy. Chick Aljoy is actually a ventriloquist, which is really, really epic. And Wandile Waka Zwane.
Who's hosting?
Your host most is going to be none other than Riabetswe Sesele.
Who's host?
This main man over here. So please come to the show. Entrance is 50 Rand. The show starts at 8 p.m. But doors open at 7:30. There's pizza, there's wine, there's good times. We're there early as well, so you can get a show before the show. See, this is us texting you before the deed. So come through
early.
We're
warming you up. We already love.
They haven't even started, girl. Relax yourself. All right, so that's happening next week. Oh, this Thursday. And next week, we'll be doing some improv there, which will be really cool. So yeah, follow us on all our social media and you'll see our thing that we're doing. All right. Jonty, thank you. I don't think you understand the value of this information. In fact, I think you do. And that's why you do it, right?
Absolutely. And thank you. It's really cool to share with you guys and connect in this way.
Yeah. Connect in this way. Maybe next time, really, can I detach?
No. We need to do something groundbreaking.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know. But it needs to be groundbreaking. Believe me.
Yeah. We'll do something. But this one is more than valuable and we really do appreciate you. Thank you so much, Jonty. And now we're going to do what we always do when we're on Cliff Central, baby.
What's that?
We are going to wrap up with the worst guy cipher.
Who?
The worst gay cipher.
What?
So what we do is that we make a song right on the spot, right here for you, yo. And let's see what we've got on the beat today, what we've got, and see if we can do it for you.
Woo!
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. If you want to hop in, Jonty, you're more than welcome. But you're also more than welcome to just listen and enjoy. But we're about to go
Hey. Your body and my body, nobody but me and you, girl. My body, your body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl.
Nobody.
Your body.
My body.
Me and you, girl. My body. Your body. Nobody but me and you, girl.
It's nobody but you and me, girl. Come into my world. Let's take a twirl. Let's eat a swirl. Ice cream in the bedroom. I put it on your mouth. And you lick it and you kiss it. Cause you know we like to. Baby, let's slow it down for a second. I know these other niggas you with finish in a minute. But give me 25, I'll make you come alive. I don't even need to think about it when I just drive.
Hey, your body and my body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl. My body
Ain't nobody, ain't nobody but me and you, girl. I'm just trying to take you to another level, get you feeling high, 'cause you and I were the worst guy. Hey, and we got taught by Mr. Miyagi on Cliff Central. See, it was John DeCiro telling me how to be for real when it comes to this sexual healing that I be giving and I be receiving. Oh my gosh, all of the women in the streets be yelling R-E-H-A-B, but they can't have me 'cause I belong to another lady. Hey. And this lady be receiving everything I be giving. Hey. And I be getting everything from her. So yes, of course, for sure, I would never ever wanna massacre her heart.
Oh.
Hey, my body and your body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl. My body and your body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl. I just wanna take a minute with you, girl. I just wanna take a minute, take the time to be with you. I just wanna take a minute with you, girl. I just wanna, I just wanna,
your world around.
I just wanna, I just wanna take a minute with you, girl.
Spin your world around.
I just wanna take a minute
around
with you.
Spin your world around
with you.
Spin your world around
with you.
Spin your world around.
Hey,
spin your world around. Spin your world around.
My body and your body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl. My body and your body, ain't nobody but me and you, girl.
Woo! It's the worst, guys. Wrapping up with the worst, guys, Cypher. All the love coming straight from the Cliff Central studio. Malcolm Lily, Ria Betsu Sesele.
We out.
Can you fuck me already?
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.